Here today in our special edition Public Safety News Magazine here at the Pleasantville Fire Department with Pleasantville Fire Chief Jordan Van Ness and Pleasantville Deputy Fire Chief or Assistant Fire Chief Mark Clifton to talk about just what you guys do here, public safety in regards to the Pleasantville Fire Department. Let's just start off our conversation. If you guys want to both just talk a little bit about your background, with the Pleasantville Fire Department, how long have you been here, and a little bit about your history in public safety.
My name is Jordan Van Ness. We started with the fire department back in April of 2000. They did a junior fire department program through the high school. That's when I got started with everything and have just continued since then. So I became a full-time member about a year and a half later and just worked my way up to kind of running things right now as the chief of the department. I've got a paramedic background, and then also my full-time job is I work as a firefighter paramedic in the city of Des Moines.
Mark Clifton, I started back in 1997, when I was 13 years old. Kind of worked my way up to the assistant chief position now. I'm just a firefighter EMT for Pleasantville. I'm full-time for City of Norwalk Fire Department.
So talk a little bit about, Pleasantville, how it works. Like you guys both mentioned, you work full-time for other departments. So what does the structure a little bit look like for the Pleasantville Fire Department?
So basically it's like any other department. I mean, we have a fire chief, and then we have two assistant chiefs, Mark Clifton, who's here, and then the other one is Noah Kimmel, who runs our EMS side of stuff. And then it's just kind of from there is our officers and then firefighters are EMTs, firefighters are paramedics and just general firefighters. And so part of what we do on our days off, we're here trying to help manage and run things for operations. We do have daytime staffing that's here 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then we also have fill-in daytime staff on the weekends. If people are available, we allow them to sign up and cover shifts as well. So quite a few Saturdays and Sundays we'll have staff up here as well.
Can you guys talk about too what it's like kind of balancing, your full-time role with the different cities that you work for and then doing this along with that?
So obviously, our full-time jobs come first. Obviously, that's what takes care of our family and all that stuff. We just rely on, each other, and some of us are on different shifts, so we're not, sometimes we're gone the same days, sometimes we're not. But we have a pretty good, strong staff crew that we rely on for that daytime staffing. We're getting more members on the volunteer side of things, so for nights and weekends we're getting we've put on a handful here in the last few months, so that's been helping to cover more calls and stuff like that. Just like every other volunteer department, we kind of struggle with volunteers and all that stuff. So, we just kind of, like I said, we have a pretty good, strong core of staffers for the weekdays that we rely on. So,
yeah, what is it about that you like, enjoy about serving for the fire department in a town the size of Pleasantville? Pretty small, all things considered. Not a complete dot on the map, but a pretty small community. What do you guys enjoy about, a community like this?
I think just being able to interact with the community. I mean, we're doing, as much as we're there for, emergencies and stuff, we try to do outreach, we try to do different events that are involved, in town, just be visible. And so I think part of it is, we try to be an integral part of the, positive part of the community and stuff like that. So we obviously get to, help out people when they need assistance, whether it's emergent or non-emergent and stuff like that, but also just to be able to interact with the community. It's nice having kind of the small size of it and stuff like that. So kind of the neighbor helping neighbor.
You mentioned, Mark, a little bit about volunteers. Can you just put in perspective a little bit about how crucial, volunteer firefighters are, not just for Pleasantville, not just for a local area, but, across the entire country?
Volunteers is very crucial for the country. Not even in the fire and EMS, but Boy Scouts, Little League, all that stuff. Nowadays it's kind of hard to find people that want to volunteer. People are getting busier with their own personal families. Their kids are getting older, being in sports and being in different activities, so also some of our volunteers, their jobs, their full-time job is demanding more out of them. So it's less and less that they are time that they have to, you know, offer to the volunteer departments. So that's why we kind of figured if we can get more on our roster, then it's not a big of a commitment per individual. You know, they can, things are still getting covered, things are still being done at the station, but now instead of having, you know, three or four people doing everything, now we have like almost, 15, 18 yeah. now. So the load per volunteer is a lot less. So, but yeah, volunteers are very important. I mean, throughout the United States, there's more volunteer departments than there is, you know, full-time paid departments out there. I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know what the percentage is, but yeah, just volunteerism in the state of Iowa is very crucial. Like I said, not even in the fire and EMS, but in Little League, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, all that stuff.
So. Can you also talk about, just kind of before we close a little bit, you know, how you guys here at Pleasantville, you know, work with other agencies and communities throughout Marion County. I know you guys, you know, it seems like all the agencies here are partnering on bigger calls and they're all coming together. You know, how do you guys kind of collaborate with those different agencies?
Yeah, there's a lot of, behind the scenes operations. We've always talked about that is that you know, there's a lot of conversation throughout the days. I mean, it's not uncommon to kind of talk to the fire chiefs or their officers from other departments during the morning time and just to see, like, you know, who's available or what do they got for, you know, staff around and stuff like that. And we do have an app called I'm Responding that everyone in the county operates on. And so we're able to get on there and you know, see if a call would go out, if there's staff responding and kind of have, the understanding that, hey, they may be running short today, so just to be listening in. Or if, Knoxville, who has full-time staffing, we can see on there to say, hey, what do they got available? And so if something's needed, where those resources can come from. And then on top of that, we've kind of have, just through different agreements and stuff like that, we know that if it's like a working structure fire, you know, or something like that, if it's going to be something bigger, or especially like now we're here in the next couple of days when it gets really, really cold, if we have a car wreck, you know, and we need to get people there fast, try and get people moving, or if it's a house fire, we need to get moving on it because of the extreme temperatures, that we'll have agreements to where we just start, we'll bring in extra resources right away, and because we can always turn them back. But you know, a lot of that's just come from kind of pre-planning and conversations throughout the day and the week.
That's Jordan Van Ness and Mark Clifton with the Pleasantville Fire Department joining us on our Public Safety Special Edition News Magazine. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.